Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is Tim Bo for PSA Radio. You guys already know what it is, man. I'm here joined with my brother Dre, Three Letter Man. What's good, man?
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. the most hated nigga in battle rap. What's poppin'?
Hey, that's mine. That's mine right now, bro.
Nah. Yeah.
All right, it'll be both of ours. Yeah, we both right, hate it. That's okay. That's okay. We're about to continue the run today. Everybody tune in. In 30 minutes, we have Loaded Lux coming on. Sharif himself. This is an interview for Dre, personally. No, Dre's excited for this one. Sharif. We got Lux coming on. First off, let's get down to business. Battle drop. Shouts out to Smack URL, John to Don versus A-Verb. Dropped today. Battle came out. First impressions, Dre. First watch. What was it?
On the first watch, I gave it to Verb. I gave round one. I thought clearly. Well, first of all, so before the battle, I had John John winning it. I said John John would win this battle 2-1, I thought, because of Verb's schedule. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the footage comes out, I watched it four times. Well, on the first watch, I gave it to Verb. Like I said, clearly, I thought he took the first round, like, clearly, Timbo. And the second round, kind of a toss-up to me. I thought John John was cooking up and shit. I gave it to Verb the second round, though. Edged him the second round. If somebody thought John John won, okay, I kind of gave it to Verb. Third round, John John clearly won the third round. Not saying, I didn't like some of the shit Verb was saying, but we'll get into that in a minute. But, yeah, on the first couple watches, Timbo, I got A-Verb 2-1.
You know, I was the same as you. I had John John winning this battle, too, before it even happened. Just going into it, I had John John winning this one. First watch, I had Verb winning 2-1. The first and the second, John John clearly got that third. That first, though, was crazy from Verb, man. Verb was spazzing on this dude. But what is it? Second watch, it got a little bit closer. I can see people giving John John a second. I gave John John a second after the second time that I watched it. But first watch, I did give it to Verb. Second watch, I did give it to John John. What is it about that, man? They just hate. They don't want to react at all for John. They want to.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that? Because Verb is usually the person who, let's be real, in New York. This is first time this year battling New York. I mean, before he started back with the Goods battle, that was his first battle back in NY. He wasn't fucking battling in New York. Verb was like, nah, I'm battling at the crib. Or somewhere in the Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, or the Loop, or even Cali. I'm fucking with them niggas in New York. Fuck that. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody can say it's a home win. It's a home court for John John, basically. He got the crib. I know he live in Atlanta, but he got the Yonkers roots and shit. So, I don't know what it is about the crowd, son. They don't fuck with John John. It's like, yo, some of the lines he says on there was over niggas' heads, so I don't know what it is, my nigga. Niggas be asking, John John got bars.
But
let's knock it the fuck off first. Let's knock it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's be real. The nigga got a dope fucking resume and shit. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna take it back to the first. Like, the crowd was just fucking with Verb. You know what I'm saying? I thought Verb didn't have any dry spots in the first round when he's like, I say nice shit every card. I'm a hallmark. I mean, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's just,
I say nice shit stopping Verb. Hallmark.
Yeah, the crowd was stopping Verb Timbo every time he would say something. You know what I'm saying? Fucks think y'all finished because y'all father, like, some shit about the tat shit. You got mad quotables. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck all these dumb niggas smacked, like, with broad logs. Like, the nigga said, I'm 30, nigga. I had my first dream until I was 28. I mean, he's dope. And of course, Timbo, the talk, the haymaker of haymakers in the first. When the nigga said, what you know about being in a cell with a nigga facing murder? Got you scared to go to sleep because y'all crimes don't match. Like,
Come on, man.
That shit hit the court, son. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna hold you up and shit.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta ask you something about this event, though. Knocking off of this battle for a second. Are these some of the best individual rounds that we've had? I know we have Surf's third, Clips third. Was this a great Verb first round?
Yeah, it was a great first round. And you know what's funny? Like, niggas be having great, they'll have a great first round, or second round, or third round. It's like, but I thought Verb, first round was dope. And, you know, I'm not going to say tied down, but it's real. He, second round was dope, but he damn sure slowed down the third round and shit. You know what I mean? He damn sure slowed down the third round. I like John's third round. John's second round was nice, though. Straight up and down. The PG scheme he had, you know what I'm saying? How am I the crap babies when y'all dropping tears? You know what I'm saying?
Oof.
I know.
Yeah.
How
am I the
crap baby?
The other one dropping. Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And you know what it is? He was arguing with the crowd, though, Timbo, too. You peep that and shit.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that. Yeah.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you need to focus and shit, you know?
Yeah. And
but
I hope
he knows
that, too. You can't do that.
I think he knows that, Timbo, but you know what? I'm going to try to put myself in John's shoes. You're on stage, you're at the crib, and, like, every time you get on the fucking stage, it's some bullshit. Like, niggas just acting like sitting there crooked, or he got to hype the crowd up. You see him trying to go, like, yo, come on, man, give me up, give it up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I fought with John.
I know what you're saying. It seems like always some hate there, but he had bars coming in, man. He had bars in this battle. I mean,
listen. But I didn't think he won the first round. I'll keep it funky. I'm not going to discredit Verb at all. Even though
I didn't either.
Verb first round was just flames and shit. Let's be clear. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know how everybody else feels. I got Verb clearly winning 2-1.
Does John John instead of now, like, just like you said, getting on the crowd and things like that, does he just need to embrace the hate, as they say, just embrace it? It comes with the territory. Just embrace the hate and do what you need to do. Just don't even worry about it.
You know what? You have a point, but I don't think John John like that. Let me tell you why. Every time we ask John John to fuck with us, well, you know what I'm saying? He always fucked with us and shit. You know what I'm saying? When it was three of us, he always fucked with us straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it live. John John on Twitter, he actually interacts with the fans on Twitter.
He asks
fans questions. He don't act Hollywood like a lot of these niggas. He surf too. A lot of them niggas do, but John John, to me, he's top three as one of the battle rappers that goes on Twitter and socialize. And the point I'm making when I say that, Timbo, in my opinion, John John is like a LeBron effect. Like, and I'm not comparing the two. I'm comparing this. They like to be liked and shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, LeBron is not he's not trying to be the bad guy. And I think John John, too. John John's not trying to be the bad guy in battle rap. John John's not trying to talk greasy. That shit would happen how many times. You know what I'm saying? From what I understand, John John didn't even set that off. That wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't, you know, whatever. You know, so, and John John's a good dude. You chop it up with him behind the scenes. I have, too. He's good money and shit.
You know what? I've talked to John John behind the scenes, and we've met before. And he's a quiet dude, though. He's not the biggest talker, you know, behind the scenes and things like that. So, but you know, Levi Dennis just hit us on Twitter and actually just said Verb embraced it somehow, and then New York started like brought him in. They started messing with him more when Verb embraced it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Verb knew that from the daughter. Let's be real. It's different for Verb, though. Let me tell you why. You're talking about a brother from the St. Louis who says, there, here. His accent alone throws niggas off. You feel me? So he has to try to... Yeah. I mean, let's be real. That battle he had with Hoffa in New York, he's in enemy territory. Let's call it what it is. I'm born in Brooklyn, but it is what it is. He's in enemy territory, and he got to go against not only Hoffa, Brooklyn... 5 boroughs in the motherfucking building and shit. You know what I'm saying? And he held his own. And he's always had matches on the road. Verb, Pitman, all these niggas had matches on the road. You know what I'm saying? John John, I mean, I know he had grind time and shit like that, but he battles here at NY too, so that plays a part too. When you got a battle on the road, my nigga, and you and I, all of us talk about it as North Game. I want to see a lot of niggas get out their comfort zone and battle on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel what you're saying, and you know, John John does battle on the road, like you said, the grind time, and then and what else, man? I mean, he had the Atlanta, you know, he just did the don't flop card in Atlanta, things like that. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I feel like just embrace that hate, man, because I think it'll change how he writes. It'll change it'll change his performance. He won't have to worry about the crowd. Just go up there and do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? He has the bars to do it. I think he definitely has the talent, but, you know, Verb is just special on this run, though.
Yeah, facts. I see DMV saying niggas is it in John John's head. But you got to understand, man, you get heckled in the crowd and you think you're saying some fly shit. Niggas ain't even listening to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting. It just felt like they were hating from the door, though. And that's unfortunate, too, when there's just hate from the door before you start rapping.
Yeah.
Man, that kind of just ruins it. But, you know what I mean? Shout out to John John and Verb. You know what I mean? I'm hyped for the rest of these battles, though. B-Magic and Khan, that's what needs to drop next. I'm putting it right here. I'm hit Beasley today, too. Freaking B-Magic and Khan, man. Come on.
So you
B-Magic
think, you think,
and Khan,
you think Smack is going to hold on to Rock and DNA for the last drink?
I think so,
the logo?
Man.
I think
so.
The logo.
I
throw you off of right now.
You know why?
Logo,
you
man.
Know why I think so? Because DNA did his boy Will so dirty. I think he wants this one to be the last one that drops from Summer Madness.
The last one?
The last one. Final one. It's like the final chapter, kind of Summer,
yeah.
Summer Madness 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That con, yeah.
He got to drop that con, though. He got to drop the con. I'm excited for that one, man. So salute to John John and Verb. Like I said, John John and Verb is out right now. Shouts out to Smack URL. Everybody there, man. You already know what it is. Dre, we had a card released on us today out of nowhere. This Ether card, December 6th, the film on Fresh Coast Media card. We're going to go down this card, and I think I'll say out all the matches, and then we can give our predictions, too. I think that'd be dope. Disaster versus Cassidy. If you've been living under a rock, then this will be news to you. Diz and Cassidy's going down. And next one, these are the official matches for everybody that's wondering. Daylight versus Sirius Jones. Conceited versus Big K. Thesaurus versus Arsenal. Ilmac versus Real Deal. Big T versus Active, Heartless versus Danny Myers, Bonnie Godiva versus Official.
Wow.
And there's two more surprise battles coming up. What do you think?
Well, let's talk to the tippity. Disaster Cassidy, I'm not going to change. I've been saying it from the jump. I know Cassidy. Shout out to you. I've seen you. We've seen you out there with the Rex and Clips battle, animating like crazy on stage. But I got Disaster 2-1. Until a nigga come in this game from the industry to show me that, yo, you can catch Red Canvas, you know, Joey, you my nigga. But until you drop the pad, my nigga, you know how that go. Cassidy.
I feel what you're saying.
So.
You know what? Votto made it sound like that he was riding with Cass on this one, did he not? He was like, this is what Cass do.
Yeah.
He's going to go in there and kill him a dude.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm going
Diz. I'm going Diz a possible 3-0 on this one, Dre.
Nah, Cass, go get a round, Timbo. Go a round. You can't give a Cass a round. Possible 3-0.
Possible 3-0. I'm going to possible 3-0, man.
Go possible 3-0?
Yeah. You can be the 2-1. I'll let you do the 2-1. I'll go 3-0 on this one. if Cass wins, you guys can all flame it. But yeah, I'm going 3-0 Diz on this.
3-0 Diz.
I'm excited for that, man. I'm not gonna be the hypocrite saying that, you know, I wanted Cass to come back, and now that he is coming back, I'm gonna be like, oh man, I'm super picky.
Yo,
but
you just made a good point, Timbo. I think a lot of us are like that, and I'm gonna keep it real, my nigga. I might be guilty of that too. You know what? It's funny you said that. You just sat there and said on PSA, yo, I'm not going to be the fan that was screaming for Cassidy to come back and now he's back without embracing it, right? That's what you're basically saying, right?
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers is doing that. A lot of us. Let's be real. And it's funny you said that. Like, I think a lot of motherfuckers is like, damn, we wanted Cass. Well, you know what, though, Timbo? Now I think about it. I think, in no shape to disaster, I think it's the opponent that it is. I think it's the opponent.
I think so, too.
I think
you're right.
I don't think people expected, okay, Cass, you back, but I don't think we want to see disaster. But first person who come out, no shit of disaster. I think they want to see him against a good. I think personally, against a good,
good, conceited.
Right, right. Those cats right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's really individual though, bro. I could be wrong, but I think that. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're right too. I really think you're right on that one. You know, like you said, no shade to Diz. It was just kind of an out of nowhere matchup.
Yeah.
There was no real history come. Like I said, I'm not hating on it at all.
Right.
But I think you're right when it comes to the history. There's no,
right.
You know, this was totally out of left field.
Yeah.
Adam Diz. Let's be real.
Timbo, motherfuckers gonna watch this shit. They can fart all they want when that shit come out. Motherfuckers are going to watch that shit 1, 2, 3 times, dissect that shit. They're going to see if Cash still got it. They're going to see if disaster spasm on him. So we're going to watch it. Let's keep it all the way live. We're going to watch it, motherfucker, when it happens.
Come on, man.
You know?
Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Of course. Of course. And people want to talk mess about all these other matches. Now, the next one is Daylight versus Sirius Jones.
That's left field, too, Timbo. That came out of left field. I wasn't me. Listen. I don't know what Daylight we're going to get. I'm going to always say that because I don't know. Shit, I don't know. Like, is he going to come with rhymes or is he going to come with antics? Now, the last big stage of Total Slaughter, we've seen what he did on stage. You know, we just seen him twerking, Timbo, on Black, I mean.
Kelly Smooth?
But, like people said the other day, Daylight does take people that's been in the battle rap world that has a buzz or a legend. Well, then again, that's T-Rex, he bullshitted. I don't know, Timbo. If you come to Rhyme, I'm going Daylight 2-1. If you come to Rhyme, I'm going Daylight.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Sirius Jones fan. I'm going to keep it all the way live. I just not.
I'm going to tell you something, Dre. And, man, it took me a minute to just come to this, bro. Everyone already probably knows that Daylight's gonna do some sort of antic, man.
Oh,
I think he is, bro. I'm going Jones on this one, and I had to switch, bro.
You going Jones?
I'm always for Daylight. I am always for Daylight coming to bring bars, but I got Jones winning this, man.
But let me ask you a question: are you basing that off? All right, they going rhymes, Timbo. They going 3 rounds, bars. You still going Jones?
No. Of course not. Bar for bar. Jones can't hang with Daylight, bar for bar. No. But as far as what I think will happen December 6th at this event, I really think Daylight's going to do something, man.
But this is in Cali, right? This is in California,
right?
Yeah,
in Cali. Yeah.
I can't see Daylight doing that at the crib, man. A big event at the crib. He got everybody looking at him. He got Cassidy on the card.
Man,
you know,
come on. Come on.
I'm gonna have Big Quill that he's gonna come to the event with strictly rhymes. No antics, nada. The only antics he might pull is a math hopper. I know he's gonna bring a math in the back. I know that's ready. He's gonna some way incorporate shit in one of his rounds. Straight up. This is, you know what I'm saying? But I got faith in Quill. I really do.
I can't do it, man. Cause you know how hurt I was after Total Slaughter. You know it. Cause I had faith in Quill too. I had faith that Day was gonna be. I was. There was nothing anyone could tell me, man. They said Daylight's gonna bring antics. Nope, he's bringing bars. He knows how big this is. This is on TV. This is Shady. This is M. Come on, man. He's bringing bars. Stop it.
And
stop
at the crib. We can't throw out. He's at the crib.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to try to pull. How come I got faith in Quill? This is crazy. And you're from Cali. How do I got faith in your hometown brethren? And you know, what's going on out in these streets, my G? Come on, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to go with Quill, though, 2-1. I'm going with Quill, 2-1. No antics, Daylight. I got you, my G. I got you. Quill, all that.
Man,
straight
I'm
up.
Going Jones. I'm going Jones, bro. Going Jones. Here's the thing. I can't even say the rounds, though. I can't say Jones 2-1 because if Daylight comes with the antic, it's going to have – most likely it'll be a 3-round antic. And then I'll look dumb right now saying Jones 3-0. If I say Jones
3-0. Jones 3-0. Nah, ain't 3-0.
I'm going
to try to bring rounds.
I'm going Jones 2-1.
All right. Okay.
Jones 2-1.
Okay, I'll hold you.
I don't know about this battle, Jerry. I don't know about this one.
It's weird.
I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll see. What's the next one on this card? Conceited versus Big K. Yes.
I'm fucking with this right here, Paul. I actually like this battle. But then again,
yep.
I want to, before I go in and say I like this here, on paper it's good, but I really want to see Connor be magic and see how Connor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This got a potential to have, I'm not going to say see the word, a dope battle. I was going to say a dope battle with heavy replay value. I'm not going to go out on a limb. I just think it's going to have potential. They both want an A game. This is punches right here, bro. This is wordplay punches. Ooh. Like, this could be like, bam, bam, bam. Maybe bam, okay. This got a goodie right here. I'm going to go Big K. 2-1. Dead ass. And I'm only doing that now because I have not seen the battle with Magic yet. You know what I mean?
I'm going Conceited just because we want the interview with Conceited. So I'm going to go Conceited just to get him out here. No, I'm playing. Nah. I'm going Big K, man. I'm going Big K 2-1.
Big K?
He gets a lot of love out here, bro, in Cali.
He's battled a couple times, right?
He's battled twice out here, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the Danny Myers battle out here. He had the Thesaurus battle out here. And he had the Illmatic battle up in Cali, too, up in Oakland. He gets
he's
a lot.
Nice,
he's nice, man, and he performs really well on this stage. I'm going K2-1. I'm going K2-1.
But I'm not. Don't get me wrong, though. It's not going to surprise me if Kyle wins, though. I'm just throwing it out there. I would be shocked if Kyle. I'm not going to be shocked. But I'm going K2-1. But I'm not going to be shocked if Kyle wins that shit. I ain't throwing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Okay.
But I'm going to go K. I'm going to go K on this one. I think K could do it. Let's see what's next. Thesaurus versus Arsenal.
First of all, I want to shout out. Who has an Arsenal battle, my dude? He's battled mid-tier, legends, cats coming up.
Yep.
He's battling China. I mean, I'm exaggerating now. England, he's battled everywhere. And I think this is just a battle that's good for his resume, that he battled a Cali legend like Thesaurus, first of all. You know what I'm saying? This is very good on his resume. I got Arsenal winning this 3-0.
Woo.
Nobody bag. Nobody bag. 3-0. Nobody.
Man.
3-2-1. I got Arsenal clearly winning. No state of the soil, but I got Arsenal clearly winning. You know what I'm saying? But I got Arsenal 3-0. Yeah, I got Arsenal. I see you, Herb. I see you out there, homie. Yeah, I'm Herb. I got Arsenal 3-0. I got.
All right, man. I'm going Arsenal 2-1. I think the Saurus will get one round on this one.
Mm.
I'm going Ars 2-1.
You giving it a pity round, Timo?
You know what? I'm not because
2-1. It can happen. Also,
they mess with the Saurus out here. You got to understand. You know, people need to understand what league it's still on. You know, it is on King of the Dot. It's a King of the Dot, but you know, it's the film on TV. You know, with Lush and everybody. But they like Thesaurus out here, man. I mean, dude's a legend out here. Same thing with Arsenal, though. I mean, it was back in grind time days when Arsenal's out here, too. And, you know, I think this is going to be a good battle. This is like a grind time era battle that
I've been wanting to see.
So
this is a battle that
probably
happened, this is a battle that probably should have happened, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, around there. Yep.
Bro?
After Ars battled Awkwards, and then after Thesaurus battled Ilmac, you know, it could have happened around that time. But, I got Ars 2-1 winning on this one because they, you know, I think he's going to come with some street stuff too. So I think they'll mess with that. But I think this will be a good one too, man. I mess with this card. Ilmac versus Real Deal next.
Ilmac versus Real Deal. Real Deal is my guy. But Ilmac has been I'm going Ilmac 2-1, man. Out the door. Real talk.
Man, this is tough. Real Deal is my dude, man.
Right.
I got to go Ilmac on this one. I got to go Ilmac. I wasn't too impressed with Ilmac's stuff for Clips, though. I got to say, I wasn't really impressed with his material for clips in that battle.
I thought he'd win a little better though, especially with his clips.
Yeah,
in
me
battle.
Too. I thought he could have gotten more creative with that. I wasn't too impressed, but I think he'll be able. I think he'll take this one 2-1. Real deal is my guy though, but I gotta go Elmac on this one, man.
Yeah, I go Elmac also, bro. 2-Mac or 1-Mac. Yeah, I'm gonna respect. I'm giving Deal a real deal around.
Yeah.
Goddamn it.
Yeah. Big T versus Active.
What's the last battle Active had though? I remember seeing one a while ago. What was the last battle, Timbo?
He didn't battle too long ago. I gotta think about it. Man, who did he last battle?
Just on the strength of that I can't know, I'm going Big T 2-1. No,
really?
I got Big T 2-1. Yeah, I'm going Big T. I'm going to have to get a big fella, man. You got to put one on, bro. He's just
happy. I got to go with... Man, I got to go Active on this one. I got to go Active.
You're Active?
This is a big stage battle, man. And this is not Big T's place. So I got to go Active on this one. I know Active will talk that street stuff, man. And this is – it's not the stage for T. It's not the, we've said it so many times. So I got to go Active on this one. I think he'll get a 3-0. I'm going 3-0 Active, man.
Not 2-1, Big T. And hold on. When is this card again, Timo? December what?
December 6th.
And Big T's battle is after when?
This weekend.
So we know he's going to take a disaster battle. He's going to go extra hard on that battle. Let's be clear.
He has to. Absolutely.
He has no choice, obviously. This is what scares me here. Not saying he can't do position. I saw the same in my A-Verb and Verb and Reppin' the four battles. He did what he had to do. I don't know if Big... I know Big T's taking a disaster seriously, but I'm going to give Big T the benefit of the doubt and still go Big T 2-1, though.
Okay.
Damn, Big T. I can see you losing two of those facts, though. Real talk.
All right, next one. Heartless versus Danny Myers.
I'm fucking with this battle, no homo. This is a goodie right here. This is one of my personal. I fuck with Heartless. I know all you niggas out there in Heartless be looking like you talk, whatever. That boy got punches, man, for real. I know niggas love Sons and Conceited and shit. This and Bricks and them, but I fuck with Heartless and them. This nigga's cool name again, Timbo. I got a brain fart.
Huh?
Carlos. What's the name of their cool
name? Sons.
Out of all them niggas, though, son, I fuck your Hollis. I know Khan to get it in, son, to be getting in, you know, Bricks and them. I fuck your Hollis. This could be a goodie. I'll go Danny Myers. Yes, I'm going to fucking, yes. My boy Danny Myers. Of course. 2-1,
yes. Danny motherfucking
Myers. Yikes, man. Ball guys. Yes. Not picking up Marlins. I already know where you're going. You don't even fuck with this cat. Damn. Don't tell him where you're going. Where do you know? Who do you think I'm picking? You're picking Harvest. Come on. That didn't even no question. I know he's going Harvest. But hold on. When is he battling T-Rex, though? Let me ask you a question. When is he battling T-Rex?
Danny Myers? I think it's in January.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Danny takes every battle serious, first of all. I don't even think he's on. He takes every opponent serious. That's why I fucked with this cat, man. But I'm going to go Myers 2-1, man.
I'm going Heartless 2-1.
Like, we're really shocked, Timbo? We not.
Like, I'm going
really
Heartless
2-1
because I think he'll be able to kind of style on Myers, though. I think that'll have an effect. I think he will. I'm going 2-1. 2-1 Heartless. And I would be surprised if Myers wins. I'm going to say it.
Can I say how much I fucking love that Danny Myers and Ava battle? That shit, I mean, I'm pretty sure niggas have seen it already. And if you have not gone see that battle, please go do yourself a justice and watch fucking Danny Myers and Ava straight like that. Yeah, but I like this battle too much. Out of all this shit that you're paying off the card, this is one of the battles I'm really intrigued to see and shit, though. It's Heartless and Myers and shit. Real talk.
Yep. I really think this will be a great battle, to be honest with you. I think it'll be a good one. The final one is Official versus Bonnie Godiva.
Come on, man.
I don't even think we have to ask Dre.
I'm going Official 3-0. I'm sorry, no shade of Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? Bonnie gonna be winning a lot of battles, man. I'm supposed to Queen of the Ring heavy. Let me tell you that from the rip. I watch all these shit. Yes, she had a classic with fucking Gaddis at King of the Dot. That was a fucking good. That was the best Bonnie Godal I've ever seen when she battled Gaddis on King of the Dot.
Yeah.
I fucked with Bonnie on that. Real talk. That was actually, I don't think it's a C word, but that was a damn great ass battle. But she gonna be winning all the battles. This is a show we talk about, bro. Official to me is under the Danny Meyer syndrome. Like, even if you think she might have lost the battle, she's still going to give you that work. She's still going to give you rounds and bars. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I mean, listen, a lot of niggas had Couture beating Official. I did 2-1, but I'm not going to sit here and front like Official don't get busy. Even against C3, she gets busy. Official don't have no whack battles on camera at all. Straight like that. And fucking Miss Hustle, if you out there, you need a battle Official. I don't want to hear about she got to get a weight up and all that other crazy fly shit. Hustle Official, I'm trying to see that shit, for real. But yeah, I'm going Official. Three-zip. But I won't lie, if Bonnie wins, that is upset. I'm going to take up from the rim. That's like the Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Broncos and shit, to me, for real.
Man, listen, bro. Come on. Is this even a question?
Yeah,
it's
going to
be a body bag, Dre. It's going to be a body.
Ooh, damn. Like, the body bag might be in the building. It's going to be in the building. I don't know if it's going to be zipped up, but it's going to be there. It's going to be outside or having the back somewhere, rushing them. I don't know where they're going to have it at, but it's going to be around. But hold on. Let's be fair now. We know Bonnie, she's not going to come whack, though. She knows she's battling a fish, bro. Huh?
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, Dre.
Nah, I mean, come on. Come on, son. If you know you play with
LeBron tomorrow. I know what you're saying. I don't think she'll. Yeah.
But, Timbo, you know, all right, me and you on a team and shit. We are the Charlotte Hornets. We know Charlotte Bobcats. And we know we're playing LeBron and Kyrie in the mall. We know. So we hype. We just know, you know, we in the gym, some extra shouts, two or more at the three-throw line. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This nigga not giving Bonnie. Nah, I feel you. Be like, shut the fuck up, Jay. Whatever, nigga. I'm just saying, man. I just think she got to come correct.
I've listened to the points made, but it's not affecting my decision.
I'm just trying to be Bonnie's lawyer, my G. I'm trying to be Bonnie's lawyer. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look at it. Yo, but Bonnie, though, I give her this, though, son. She battles all the top girls in Queen of the Ring. For real, I give her a props, though. She don't, like I said, she might have to win them while calling Rich Dollars, because Rich got a good resume, but he win his battles, but I got an Official 3-0.
Official body bagging. Body bag. Bonnie. Zip them up.
Oh, man.
Sorry. The dot mop. There's going to be a body, man. I haven't seen anything from Bonnie that can really prove that she can hang with Official when she's on her A-game, too.
Yeah. But niggas, you know, saying Goddess is going to body Bonnie, though. But Goddess, Lord, I don't think she's cheating body, though.
Nah.
And I don't think 40. The 40 body, Bonnie, with the, I don't think 40 body, though.
No, she, it was a clear, but it wasn't a body.
Yeah.
It was clear, but it was a body. I get what you're saying, but I just can't see it, man. I think Official is crazy for this stage, man. Crazy.
Official better not be sleepwalking either. Like, this body could die, but fuck it. But then again, I'm saying, that's why I call her Danny Myers, because no matter what, she going to show up. You know you're going to get some shit from, you're going to get a spin move from her. You're going to get a couple threes. She's going to catch a dunk at one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is, man. For real.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just can't see Official losing this battle, man. I just can't see it.
Nah, me neither, bro.
I got to go Official 3-0 on this one, man. On this stage.
Is she in your top five? For the females?
Of course. Of course.
Right? Top three for me is real time. I'm going to just throw that out there.
Yeah, I think I got her in the top three. I'm not going to lie, bro. I got Jazz number one, though.
Over Official?
Over Official, bro.
I can't agree with that, bro. I feel you. I can't. Really, Timo? Can you explain?
Yeah.
I just want to hear this. Explain that to me, bro. So she's number one female. Is it because she beat the at the time people had 40 as top dogs?
I'm not just basing it off that. I'm basing it off of also writing ability. I know Official has bars, though, but I think when it comes to the whole package, I think Jazz is more well-rounded. There you go. More well-rounded than
Yeah, than I can see why you're saying that. Yeah.
Official,
because I ain't going to lie,
nice
her whole angles, her whole angle, though, the, Timbo, you're right. That's what you're saying. Her whole angle against 40,
yeah.
Like, those are three well with 5% low bullshit and low filler. Like,
man,
she had
crazy.
Low, when I say low filler, it's like Jazz was just, I ain't talking about that shit. So I watched that battle about a couple weeks ago, about a month ago. I think I wanted to throw the towel in for 40, man. That shit is rough to watch. Tough to watch, man. Tough to watch that shit. Yeah,
I feel what you're saying, man. I think it'll be a good. What do you think of this card, though? Scale 1 to 10.
This card, I'm fucking with this card. I'm fucking with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm fucking with it. I know a lot of people, they need a big, big, big name. It's about big names, man. I mean, in a sense it is, but in a sense it's not. Everybody could get it off. You know what I'm saying? I got no problem with this card, bro. I mean, come on. This Cassidy main event. Hollis, fucking Danny. Hollis, Danny Myers, Khan, and Big K, Official, Bonnie.
Oof.
I don't have a problem with this car, bro. Give me the car that you're expecting to be dope. That you know what I'm saying?
It's true. That's true. I didn't expect these matchups to be on this car, though. I mean, Diz and Cass, I didn't think it would be, you know, some crazy big matchups. Apparently, the budget is big. These don't seem like cheap battles to have. I know ours isn't cheap, but let's get some callers in there. I know Herb is on hold right now.
Let's go.
Get Herb on. Yo, Herb, what's good, man?
Ain't shit, you already know I'm on hold. Hey,
Herb, what's good, brother?
Ain't shit. Hey, Official would kill, not kill Jazz, but she'll humble her and put her in her place.
Come on.
She'll
come
do
on.
What Miss Hustle should have done.
No, but on. But Herb, I kind of agree with you, and every time I think that, listen, Herb, I'm going to keep it alive with you and Timbo. Before the battle with QB and Jazz, I thought QB was going to kicked the living snot rag out of Jazz, my nigga. And I was like, whoa.
That was before Official was on the scene. QB would beat Official. I mean, Official would kill QB. And I like QB. But she'll kill her. She got too much performance and shit. Jazz only have one good performance. One. She wasn't shit against Hustle. She was okay. Against
she
QB.
She was okay against Hustle, yeah. Nah, she was
QB,
good against QB, though.
QB outfit killed her any day.
Nah, what you talking about, pussy? So pussy smell like the back of earrings, my nigga? Come on, man.
That shit was fine. But
that shit was hard.
It wasn't like Jazz versus 40. I mean, it wasn't like that performance. Like, if 40 would have came on her A game, she might have still lost. I ain't gonna lie, because that was amazing.
She's losing,
but other than that, and I still think 40 better than Jazz. Don't get me wrong, because consistency tells a lot. 40
Child,
has
no
bodies. She don't
I
have
agree.
No bodies. But that one, that's her only body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
she got body of the year, though, Curve, to be fair, though. I mean, Jazz did catch body of the year. I haven't seen nobody catch a body like that yet. I mean, I know Clips, even as bad as Clips did Rex, I still say fucking how Jazz did 40 was just...
Yeah,
that was
horrible, but that was 40's fault. That was 40's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's no excuse, but don't get me wrong. Say this. If 40 would have came on her regular A game, 40, we would never be talking about that she bodied her. We'll just be like, one every round. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or 2-1 or something. But niggas just gas on that shit, and that was because another opponent didn't show up, you know what I'm saying? But whatever happened to Official versus Danny Myers, that shit would be crazy, dog.
Yeah.
You're going to get fire from both, and they both try their hardest to beat the opponent every time. Like, I'd rather see that shit, you know what I'm saying? But Big K versus Conceited, I'm sorry, conceited. If Big K don't come with short rounds and actually come with the whole 3 minutes or whatever,
right,
conceited might be done. But if conceited come, don't, if he take it serious, I could see him beating Big K. And
right.
Ilmac and Real Deal, that's a toss up. But I've seen Real Deal beat smack rappers. I've seen Ilmac lose to every smack rapper except Charlie Clips because he give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Ilmac get creamed by every smack rapper, and he's a legend. No shade to him. You know what I'm saying? Because I love him as the source, and I think it's the fact that they don't get talked about as much as all these other legends is a discredit to them. Real talk. Because
you got a point. You got a point.
Yeah, the Sars lose every fucking battle, but he go hard in every battle, one of them. He just, I don't know what it is. He got freestyle rebuttals.
Against John John, he wasn't bad against John John.
He wasn't bad against DNA neither. He just lost. But I don't know, man, but they both legends. And there was one more battle on that card I wanted to touch on. Official and Bonnie, no, that's not even a discussion. This gonna be worse than Jazz and Forty.
Bonnie gonna show. She gonna attempt to rhyme,
man.
Though. That's the thing. She gonna attempt to rhyme at least.
She gonna come with three rounds. That was gonna make it bad, and she's still gonna get killed.
Oh man, damn it.
What else battle on that card, man? It was one more.
What
Daylight, Sirius Jones.
We talked about that. No, I think Daylight gonna fuck that battle off. But if he came with bars, I got him over Sirius. But the main event, Cass versus Diz. Cass is gonna win that battle, G. He's too confident, man. And he's the only mainstream nigga I think could come back and kill a nigga. I'm telling you.
He's not kill Disaster. Even if he's not going to kill Disaster. Even if he wins, I can't see Cassidy now.
He's not going to kill him, but he's going to win. I just think he's going to win because he already got another battle booked. You know what I'm saying? Either if it's with Smack or still with Film on, he already
got a battle with Big T coming up. You got a battle with Big T. I'm sorry, Disaster I'm talking about.
Disaster got a battle with Big T?
He's battling Big T this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Disaster going to kill that nigga, man.
Oh, of course.
He's going to kill it. Hey, but I want to speak about Drake. All these main niggas, why don't they just respect battle rap for real and be like, I'm not going to come battle Hollow the Dawn or Murder Mook. Let me get a nigga like Big T, who got 50 Cent backing him. I know I might kill him.
But you know what, though? You know what, Irv? I don't think they watch the Big T's of the world. I think the industry niggas watches the Sue Surfs, the Hitman. I don't think they deep like us, like me and Timbo and the people out here. I think they watch particular niggas and shit. I think.
That's a good point, man. But they should respect the culture. If I was Drake, I'd be like, because I'm not losing or gaining nothing doing this shit. You obviously doing it because you love it. You want to prove your bars better than another nigga. I'll go battle somebody like Rick Belvedere, even Newborn. If I can't beat them, then what the fuck I'm doing battling Hollow the Dawn? That's like
Hollow the check, Dawn. Though. It's the check and demand, though. I mean, if I'm all right, if I'm Otto or Cassidy and they're coming to me with Newborn, nobody really wants to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be.
You're right.
It'd be a top dog. And ego's involved. Like, you can't. I mean, I'm an industry nigga. Like, you're going to bash me and tell me to play against Muggsy Bogues or LeBron. You know what I'm saying? You got to give me LeBron.
Yeah, but
I don't
want
to play against
one of
the Chambers. You know what I mean?
I feel you. But in the same way, that's like Hollow the Dawn being like, I'm a Drake, let me get on your album. Like, no. And that's like Drake saying, I'm about to you, Murder Mook. If Murder Mook don't do it, because he need the exposure. But if he really respected the culture and he's seen all these other industry niggas fail, I'd be like, let me get a practice battle. Let me get a warm-up battle.
Right.
Because even if Newborn killed me, what is that going to do to me and do for newborn? Like you say, nobody going to watch it anyway. They're going to watch it to see me. Even if I get killed, they're going to be like, oh, well, this nigga songs are trendsetting in fire. I'm that nigga. They still going to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? But I feel them, though. But going straight to the top and some shit you ain't used to doing is just...
What about her? The most important thing you're forgetting, Herb, is the money. Like, you're going to get more money battling a Charlie Clips than a newborn and shit. You know what I mean? Like, niggas always talk about chicken. I need that chicken. All that chicken, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
look, Lux got
money.
40K battling fucking Hollow. He wasn't getting 40K
money,
battling a newborn.
Do Drake need money, though?
Nah. Not at all.
Not doing it for the money. He's doing it just to do it because he want to be the nigga. That's the only reason I could. Because Drake is borderline almost on Jay-Z type level. You know what I'm saying? He's top three nigga
Whoa.
Out here. I'm just saying as far as popularity.
Okay, well,
he's one of the only like five niggas going platinum every time they drop. And that's saying a lot. You know what I'm saying? So he's not doing
it. Yo, Herb, we appreciate it, man. We actually got the guest calling up right now. All right,
man, salute.
Salute, bro. Yo, we like to welcome right now. PSA Radio welcomes. 1 second, we got Loaded Lux on the line. Loaded Lux, what's good?
Hey, peace, King. What's happening with
peace,
you?
Peace, beloved. What's
man,
good, Lux?
Good.
Oh, man, it's a blessing. It's like finally, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's poppin', King?
You know, just keeping them in front of me, man. Eye on the road. All
right.
You know, eye on the road. Where?
Mm.
What we talking about, man? I be catching.
We talking, Lux. We talking battle rap. We talking your projects. We talking about Harlem. We talking about legendary battles that ain't been on camera. You might have had. Let's start from there. How many classic battles that you might have had off camera, and is it fair to us as battle rap fans that don't give you guys respect that the battle that we haven't seen on cam? Should we discredit the battle that you might have on cam?
I mean, if it, you know, proof is in the pudding, you know what I mean, so to speak. So, like, you know, if you come to court, man, and you ain't got your evidence, you know, how we know? Your word. So, but at the end of the day, yeah, I done had a few classes. People want to see it, man, so. You can't take nothing down for the history books if it ain't there. You know what I mean? If it ain't tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some names of people that you battled? Because I heard that you battled T-Rex. Is that true that you and Rex had a dope battle that's not on camera? Is that facts?
Rex, J. Mills, Votto, Fred the God.
Mm.
Yep.
Hey.
That's a fact.
Now, Lux, we just had Votto on. Did you beat him?
Well, look. I can't listen. It went like this, though. True story. It was Mills there. It was Votto there. My main man Cash was there. So it was like everybody in a circle. But don't get it twisted. It's about 150 to 200 people outside, like live on Linux, like for real. So he was rocking. Then I rocked. Then like Mills are rocking. My man are rocked. So it's going like that. But head on, it wasn't like head on, like me and him, you know. Now me and Mills got it going on head on, like 3-4 times.
Mm.
Oof.
Yeah, classic shit.
Word.
Oof.
Lux, when you bring it back to Lion's Den, my nigga, you could. I mean, at this juncture in your career, are you have thoughts of bringing back to Lion's Den, being that everybody got a league, but you was out here popping before a lot of leagues got their name bubbling, though, my G.
Yeah, we was early with the resurgence, and, you know, I seen it, you know, man. Listen, I'm in love. I'm in love with purpose, man, and not to say battle rap is my end-all to be-all, and I'm not saying that, but I believe that, in essence, you know, it is salvation. I mean, lyrically, it's salvation for the word. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm an advocate for that, for the development of all. So, of course, you know, the Lion's Den was, you know what I'm saying, and still is in so many other leagues. But for what it stands for, I got to do that just as an advocate for battle rap. I believe mm-hmm. that, you know, the young up-and-coming have to have a platform. Like, Proving Ground is very, very substantial in terms of breathing. We got to have forums that breathe. It can't be big shows mm-hmm. every night. You know what I'm saying? It can't be a Summer Madness every time up or Gnome or, you know, all these, you know, events that take place. It can't be every night. So we have to have those platforms. So, yes, Lions Den, of course, is making its return.
Lush, we've had some people, you know, we asked on Twitter questions that they would want to ask Lux. And we have a guy that asked, with how Total Slaughter went, are you going to be bringing back your next battle, that style you went at against Miles? I mean, just that cutthroat straight to the face. Those just bars.
Yeah, that's how people want it. Don't get twisted, yeah. You know. The game is still angles, and it always depends on the opponent. But it's a cutthroat business, man. This is the game, and, you know, this is what they love. But however it go, because we ain't going to let the cat all the way out the back, however it go, it's going to always be thought-provoking. You're going to get 120. No. I try to tell the listeners and the people in regards to the Mook battle, you know, and that's one where, in essence of what we do, it shouldn't have been in terms of my approach. So it went the way it went. But never again, man. We gonna stick to the script. We gonna be in there bloodthirsty, hungry, starving, and everybody gonna get it. Everybody.
Now, let me ask you a question back to Lions Den right quick. Can you tell the people out there, if they slow and they might not know this, the people that, I don't want to say the word recruit Lux, but people that you might have sought out yourself or niggas brought them to you. Can you give us some of the names that people you had under your umbrella before you popped off the other ventures?
A-Verb, Hitman Holler, Young Ill when he was doing this damn thing, Charlie Clips, K-Rock, Arsenal, We Showcase K-Shine, Head Ice, Goods. I said K-Rock. I don't want to miss any names, man. We was breeding them. Cortez battled on the platform before. He battled on our platform. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Arsenal, right? Arsenal?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Arsenal.
K-Shine was in there. I know Tech N9ne battled up in the Lions Den before.
Yep, Tech N9ne definitely battled on the Den. Trying to think who I missed out of them classic joints, man. We did. It'll come to me, but as far as you know, yeah, we got some main event players. we done, and this is just me sitting at the last time, and we as a team really going through and scouting and researching. These are people I think that would be provocative in terms of, you know, adding something to the game in regards to, you know, what they were saying, and I thought they could help with you know, that bar that's being set, you know, on in terms of battle rapping, and we as writers, we should set the bar. So when I first came across a lot of them, I mean, from A-Verb to Arsenal, you know what I mean? These, you know, they had that shit, and if you like my opinion in terms of, you know, battle rap, I wanted those individuals to shed light too. Because I believe, you know, they have something to say, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. Now, Lux, you've been on every big stage possible, from the biggest to the smallest stages. Do you still prefer that room at Black Star to battle, that closed room? Does that give you just a different feeling than when you get on that big stage?
Yeah. I mean, if I had to choose, I'd go with that, because it's better for the camera. Well, not even just why it's better for the camera, because it is. And I'm gonna say why it is. I believe it breaks momentum when you rocking and you gotta calm down for that crowd control. I'm used to them settings where you going off and you get a, it's crazy for a second, but we can get through about 12, 16 of them things before we get the big crazy hoop. Now if a dude going in every four, you know, or every two, it's like, oh man. So he don't get to pick up steam, for real. Or at least, you know, me, myself, you know what I mean, at looking at it and being in both environments. By the time you start picking up steam, the crowd is already loud, man. So I prefer intimate settings. But you can get it either way. But
and you know what? I want to touch on that, Lux, because let me ask you a question. For a nigga like in your stature that's battled 106 and Park, got battles off camera, when that battle with you and Calico, how much of an adrenaline rush did you have in that first round when the crowd was just going crazy for the first kind of balls you're saying. Did that happen? Did you have a adrenaline rush where you got kind of like, you know, you stumbled a little bit? Was that kind of about the plan?
Listen, it was 4 or 5 years prior to that battle. And then when we returned on a stage of that magnitude. So you tell me.
Facts.
You know,
facts.
Yeah.
Facts, bro.
Yeah.
Facts.
You got Diddy in the building. I mean, there's a lot going on. A lot of aesthetics that made that what it is. And I want to just shout out battle rap, man. Like, that was a moment in time. Like, I believe these battles, certain battles are just pivotal for the culture as a whole. I'm glad to be a part of greatness. And I actually, if I had to say something, if I had to choose, I'd go with the Me and Hollow joint over the Calico, but that's personal joint. That's personal perspective.
Word,
that's just from me. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
You know, the Calico, as far as the message that it said to all hip-hop, and just all society in regards to father and son relationships in our community, it resonated well with everybody on an uplifting note. But as far as a battle, I like that Me and Hollow too.
But look, you had to know. Let me ask you a question real quick. You had to know in that third round, no matter what he said, you was going to go to Ether, take over Nathan Baum on this man. You had to feel that way going into the third round, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah. You know, it's funny how it all came together. But once I got the angle, I kind of shot myself. It's just shocking when you get it back on tape, and I think for all of us as artists that participate in the battle realm, once that performance is done and you see it back on camera, it's still like watching it for the first time. I didn't see it as impactful as it went down that day, as opposed to when I seen it back on camera, and I was like, wow, this is really something right here, man. Just and shout out to Calico too, man, because him coming to fight in his intensity and his passion for wanting to do battle, all of that day made that moment in history.
The stars aligned. The stars aligned on that one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah. I got a question for you. A lot changed that after that battle happened. I mean, the mainstream presence. Everything. Everything changed. I mean, you gonna get this work. I mean, the mainstream presence was unbelievable after that. I want to know who you want to battle that is in the mainstream hip hop right now, because you see Cass coming back, you see Drake and Mook going back and forth wanting to do it. Who does Lux want? Who is Lux's choice?
Well, we ain't gonna do the far fetched shit here. Yeah, because I know the angry fans. You know what I mean? I know y'all gonna really go with it. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it all the way a million. We ain't gonna talk Eminem shit and Jay-Z shit. Let's do something really more realistic. And it's been in the air, but Lux and Joel Ortiz makes sense to me.
Yeah,
instead of more Lux and Crooked Eye, I would think
not. I mean, either one, whoever. No matter me.
Come
love
man,
is love, you know? Let's get it. Joel Ortiz, I believe they both.
I want to see Joel.
Are premier lyricists, though, you know? I mean, I think with Crooked Eye and Joel, it's almost like, I mean, it's preference at that point. It's apples and oranges. I mean,
yeah.
Both substantial, if you ask me. Both substantial. You know? But it's what the people want. And I always say, like, with that, it could go either way. Crooked Eye, Joel Ortiz for me.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, ultimately, though, mainstream parties, yeah, Eminem, but let's start there.
Mm.
I think that's
possible. Let me ask you a question. Do you watch battles now in 2014, like when you're at the crib chilling, you got some time, and you just chill at the crib, maybe, whatever? You still watch battles or not?
The ones that are most talked about, you know what I'm saying? The ones that you got to kind of stop your life for, yeah, I do. As avid as we were then, it's kind of hard when you're in between trying to keep the ball rolling and the momentum going and So no, I don't catch as many as I used to, but the ones that you got to stop and hold on, like, you know. But you see me, I still participate. So I'm at the live joints too. So if it's I'd rather be on the set, like, you know, I'm gonna definitely go to them battles, like, before I sit down and watch it, because I love the energy in the room, and that's just me personally.
Let me ask you a question. As Howard the Don, your battle rap colleague, were you kind of, I don't want to say, fuck it, I say the word, were you disappointed the angles he took at Joe Budden, knowing that, yo, this is out turf, you know what I'm saying? This is not, you're not going in the booth, going bar for bar, you know what I'm saying? The nigga in the booth, this is our world right here, my nigga. How you felt about that battle?
Let's everybody keep it all the way real, like, with the whole Total Slaughter event and, you know, the aesthetics that go in the battle rap and how we normally are in settings wasn't the same setting. I think it kind of maybe affected Hollow a little bit too. We used to that junkyard shit, man. That whole shit that's around and, you know, all type of shit going, being on edge and it's looking like it's about to be a fight. And we used to all of that, you know what I mean? But listen, all of that energy makes the aesthetics up for great performances. When Hollow whipping his T-shirt off and just all of that shit with people being all around us like that, we feed off of that. You know what I'm saying? So you can't take the dog out the junkyard, man, and then, you know. Yeah, man, you just ain't going to get the same animal, man, so to speak. So I think that performance would have came across way different from Hollow if it had been in our normal setting. You understand?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. That's, you know, how I feel about it.
I feel that. Now, I got to ask about this. I want to know your reaction and how you feel about this Cass and Diz battle happening in a month from now. Anything you got to think that Cass needs to do coming back into this ring? I mean, obviously when you came back, nothing changed and it was, you know, you came back, you didn't miss a step, as they say. What do you think about Cass coming back?
Well, listen, I've seen Cass at a couple events, so I'm going to just say he's definitely studying. He ain't playing. You know, I think he knows this is a big deal. I mean, last time we seen him in action was Freeway. You know, that's a decade and some change ago. So it's like, you know, and seeing how much the culture has developed, I know he's paying attention to everything that's going on, because we know Cass has been at a number of events. You know what I'm saying? And he's definitely doing his homework. So I don't have no clear cut victor, you know, in regards to this, because we all know it's preparation. It's how they approach it. Disaster can't take Cass light neither, because, and then he really doesn't have anything to go on in terms of studying. As far as footage, you know how we research. He got something that's a decade and some change ago. Yeah, that's not of really any use. You know, Cass already know, man. I think Disaster turns up when the stakes are higher. And that's just me from watching him. When it's really on the line, he really, you know, shows up. So it's going to be a fun. A lot of them both of them got a lot to lose, you know?
Yeah.
But look, isn't it a weird matchup to you, though, my G?
Say it again?
You don't think it's a weird matchup, though?
It's awkward, but you know how they say styles make fights. I don't think it'll be a boring moment because styles make fights.
Okay.
You know, in the joint. You know, it's so diverse, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, Cassidy and Disaster, like, from the door it sounds like, what? But that's, you know, that's entertaining too, man, because it's going to always break the monotony, you know?
Oof.
That's just how I feel about it,
man.
You know what I mean?
Dropping knowledge out here. Lux. Tell these people about Beloved 2, man. Beloved 2. Tell his fans.
No, and I'm not putting any dressing on it, but you can, if you're following me, at I Am Loaded Lux, that's the Instagram, the Twitter, and also the website. But if you're following and you're in tune at all, you know.
You're in the Primo joint. I'm feeling the joint. Well, you're in Primo, of course.
Come on.
Okay, righteous. Appreciate that. Appreciate it, Beloved.
Primo, come on.
No,
Primo
but
and Lux,
man,
come on.
They saying it's you know, one of my best bodies of work, and I would have to agree in terms of my maturation and song making, and everything like that. Like, we, you know, we studying every day and learning, and, you know, and that's the thing where it has been a misconception in terms of battle rappers making that transition. First and foremost, we battling. So people ain't studying, you know, song format and this and that and that and that. But the way we are so anal in particular about placing and structuring and formatting these verses, man, you put a battle artist, man, you give him a year, man, let him get all the way, his feet wet all the way in, into that, making that music. Come on, man. The greatest artists are battle artists, or were battle artists, premier battle artists, from Eminem to Jay-Z to DMX, man, Nas even used to get in that box. I mean, you name them, they did the damn thing. So, you know, in terms of lyricists, true lyricists, man. And be a beloved too, gets rid of that stigma, if you ask me, man, all the way around.
Is that you and Premier together? Are you and Primo like, on some guru Primo shit? Is that how we doing in 2015?
No, we working on an album. It don't stop, man. We I'm on this. Don't stop. So yeah, me and Primo working on an album.
Yo, my nigga, I be bumping the Santino joint on the regular. Let me throw that out there.
Love is
I be
love.
Bumping. I'll be bumping the joint with you and your seed, you and your son. I got a son, so that kind of mean a lot to me, this video you got with your seed and everything. I'll bump to that heavy.
Right.
Of course, you read MF, the joint, yeah, the video y'all got. I'm fucking with that. So I fuck with, yo, that's the thing, because a lot of battle rappers to me, you, Sir, Suge, are like my three favorite cats that make music. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with all three of y'all music and shit. If I see it out there, I'll take a listen and shit or download it. You know what I mean?
Righteous. Yeah, that's dope, man. Thank you for that, brother. I always tell people I'm grateful to be in the conversation, man, and you to be an advocate for battle rap, man. Yeah, so thank
we
you
need
that.
That Primo and Lux, though, man. Primo
Word.
And Lux in a full
facts.
Album.
Facts,
come on.
Though.
Come on.
Facts, though.
I'm mostly ecstatic for that because I know that's touching an element of this thing that we do, and I can really go. You know, because I know people already know what they expect. You got DJ Premier, Loaded Lux, man. That's like that's hip hop on at its tip top. So, you know what I mean? It's gonna be epic, and we gonna make sure it's a classic. Think not.
Lux, let me ask you last question. How a brother like you avoids controversy, even if it comes your way? Like, you're a low key cat, and even if controversy comes that way, I know you see what goes on these streets. You know what I'm saying? A figure like yourself, niggas gonna try to throw dirt in your name. How do you avoid the negativity and just bypass that?
Okay, but just, you know, keeping an optimistic view on life. And not only that, man, I'm a man amongst men. You understand me? I recognize my purpose and where I'm going, and I just try to move and stay out the way. You know what I mean? It ain't for us. I can't build and destroy. You often hear me say that in interviews, and that's true shit. Like, I always look for collectively how we can come together, first and foremost. That's my view. Mm-hmm. How we can come together to make something happen instead of, you know, knocking things down. Grief, is of no value, you know. Everybody done been in the thick of things, seen undesirable situations, and know how that goes. So we can't do nothing with that, though. You know, I'm a builder, and I know that. So that's what my mentality is, and that's what I look to see in the world. I look to be that change. So in that regard, I just think, you know, people feel my aura and recognize, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. It's only truth in that. So, yeah, man, that's it. Stay positive. Yeah, truth.
Loaded Lux.
Stay
man.
Positive.
Okay.
Loaded Lux.
So
yeah,
where
I'm listening. Yeah,
no, I was going to say, so when you and Charlie comes battling, my nigga, because we try to see that.
Straight up.
Ain't nothing wrong with
straight
that.
Up.
When the setting is right for it all to come down. Because, you know, like a lot of things with the stars being aligned and great battles happening, and sometimes they take time. I know, listen, we live in a fast-paced world. It's the microwave age. I get it. Internet, all that. So, you know, we don't allow for things to marinate so often. But when we do get it, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing. But I just think it's time and alignment. Like, they talk me and Hollow up. Then that battle was like then in 2 to 3 years in the making. I remember
facts.
It all.
Facts.
I remember it all when he said and I said and talking shit and blah, 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 blah. But we had a classic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes it takes time. Like they all gonna get done. I know if us all battle rapping, then we ain't got no shit like that, we ain't got no problem with getting in that. That's what we do. It's just timing with these situations, and it all making sense. So, because here's my fight, and I just want to speak my piece in that regard.
Okay.
I'm always looking for the next challenge. You know, we got to think as to what we say. If you're the smartest man in the room, then you're in the wrong room. So I say that to say, in regards to my feats, if I've done that thing, then I've capped it. And me doing it time and time again ain't going to help with my development because I already know how to do it. So I ain't really bringing nothing new to the table to where I must use other faculties to then solve this problem. You see what I'm saying? I'm not in a performance situation, so I know how to do this thing. Eyes closed and all. So, and I say, I like to say, in regards to me and Clips making that thing happen, I first and foremost want to say, My ultimate challenge at this point in my career, you know, is to figure out if we're going to battle, ways I can, in a battle, further the whole culture in a whole Calico, mm-hmm. You know me? I wanted to do something, then holler. And then the whole thing with the Mook joint is, you know, but you got to look at the platform that it brings the whole culture. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And so I recognize my position in it. So if I'm going to do it, it should make sense for the overall. Like, I remember one year I was looking at a Jay-Z interview, and when he was dropping Kingdom Come, he was looking at the game and he was researching it, and he was saying how as far as when I'm coming out with an album, it's not just Jay-Z dropping an album, but this is everybody tuning into hip-hop. He was like one of the – he's a premier artist from hip-hop. So if Jay-Z's dropping an album, then – everybody, the whole of the world is pretty much tuned into hip hop. And that's a genre that we must keep forging forward. I want battle rap to be here. If Lux don't never battle rap, if Mook stop battling, there's so many that's coming, and they coming up fast. We got to keep in the fight to make it a culture to where, you know, after a while, man, this thing is self sustaining. You know, and businesses, and it's flourishing, and it's being more than what it is now. So that's just the mindset that I take up when I go to do what I do, you know. But listen, man, I'm in love. Understand that. I'm in love with art, man, and expressing myself. So I ain't got no problem with being pushed into the position where I got to do my work. That's my purpose. I love it, you know. I just say prioritize with it at the same time. So it just I go back to say timing. It just got to make sense. And we're going to get it all done.
Lux, do the young guys – Do they come to you for guidance, or maybe like just to dig your brain and see what they can do? Like a young guy like me and Tim, we battling, and we don't have the Loaded Lux umbrella or the brand, but we got 2-3 battles under our belt, and we try to get a name. For instance, Danny Myers he's paying money out of his pocket to battle T-Rex because he knows nobody's going to put that bread up for that. You know what I'm saying? Are you cool with that for a brother putting up his own bread? Like, yo, fuck it, Rex. Here you go, bam. Let's get it popping.
Well, listen, and you know, I'm from a class or a school where that wasn't the case. You understand? But
right.
We can't be naive to the fact that this is battle rap, man. We built it to a business, man, and this is a beautiful thing. This is opportunity, you know. And with opportunity, I'm not mad at Danny Myers for taking initiative in a boss approach at furthering his career. That's a
word.
Boss move. Look, man, I'm
word,
so
fact.
Sure. It's a boss move. I'm so sure what I do, man. Look, I'll give you this money to kill you. Shit. Damn, my hat's off to him. My hat's off to him. Straight up.
When it comes to that, though, Lux, it's like, when it comes to that, when he pays him, it's like, yo, you got to win. Like, Danny, you have to win.
I mean, you got to think, man. Pay him. If he
paying,
he ain't playing. If he paying, he ain't playing.
What?
Yo,
a lot of people want me to ask you this question, though. Would you ever battle Daylight? Is that a risky move for you?
not at all. Listen, not at all. Listen, I respect Daylight's mind when he's in his right mind, the antics and different things that he does, I get it, and I know why, but I don't think, you know, that's for face, the face that we want to put out there for us as a whole, And I don't know if he knows it, but every time he's up there, he still represents the whole culture. And I believe everybody does. And that's just the way it is. In regards to us doing it, I mean, it just got to be a point where he's taking it serious, man. We ain't going to play games. If we're going to do it, we're going to be true to the sport in doing it.
Yo, am I wrong when I say this looks that on style? I'm not saying y'all on the same ball level, but I think your pen game, his pen game, and Chiller's pen game, I like y'all pen game. Like, sometimes I always say, I would love to sit there and read the shit that you write. You know what I'm saying? Even though you say it, just to read that shit. You know what I'm saying? On that alone, you don't think you and Dave would be, like, on some ball shit? Like you said, if he's on some ball shit, that y'all could probably throw the C-word out there for us? The classic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. And yeah, we kingpins, definitely. And right, you know what I'm saying? Penmanship is off the charts, because artists like us in the battle culture, we pay close attention to the intricacy. We're very anal at structuring and formatting them lines, and this is what makes for the you know, the wordplay in the lyricism that you capture. From artists such as ourselves. You know what I mean? Daylight is extraordinary with his pen. That's why I said he would have to take it serious, man, because it ain't like he can't do it. The man can rap, man. He really can rap.
Right.
You know, and Chilla is the same, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it definitely would be something, because he going to come with it, you know, with a shot like that, and I ain't going to play at all, because you ain't going to just come in here and think, you know, you're going to do something with it. Yeah, you know, we fight for our lives up there. So, and I just would love for him to take it serious like that. And if he does that, yeah, like you said, man, classic. Because that's what I really truly enjoy. Every time I look back at the Hollow battle, you know, was how intense it was. Because we was dead serious, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. I was trying to, you know, take his neck off and vice versa. So, you know, and when you get battles like that, They give you that replay value, man.
Facts, you know? Facts though.
So organic, you know what I mean?
Or
so,
man, listen, yo.
Don't play. I'm with you.
Next event, I need a Black Star event, yo. I hit Smack and said, yo, I just need one event, one full event, Smack, in Black Star.
That'd be so
that's
crazy
it.
Right now,
girl. Right now,
man.
Right
yo,
now.
Yo, the last classic I seen, and I know bullshit, man, that I think Smack was doing it, and I still, to this day, and I was in the, no, damn, I was there, but I couldn't make it in the building, but it was the Chiller and JC, man. That was so tough to me, man. That was really a classic battle.
Word.
That's a classic to me.
Man.
I don't know how everybody else felt about it, but that's a classic.
Nah, that's a classic, my G.
We,
that's a
we
classic.
Feel the same, man.
I ain't even feel the same up here, bro. For real.
Yeah, that's a classic.
We need to take it back to Black Star. Every battle will be classic if it's at Black Star. I promise. I promise you. I promise, yo. This shit will be crazy. Yo, Lux, man, we really appreciate you coming on PSA Radio tonight, man. We appreciate it.
For real,
you
my
are
G.
You are a hard man to track down. I'll tell you that, but we appreciate the love.
Yo, man, I thank y'all for having me, man. Like,
absolutely, you know, man.
Long overdue, man, but I think it was worth it. It was a great conversation, man. It was stimulating.
Right.
I thank y'all for that.
My G, we'll be in touch, man. Absolutely.
Whatever, my G. We play music up and everything, my nigga, so we support, you know what I mean?
Oh, righteous. Right. Oh, man, y'all got this, man. I got to get that. If y'all don't already got it, I mean, I'm going to allow people to
we do.
To, okay. Cool.
Come on.
Hey,
come on,
hey,
man.
Listen, my man.
You already, bro.
Yeah, salute, bro. We'll be in touch, my G.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. All right,
brother.
Peace,
absolutely.
Peace.
Man, loaded
Lux. Loaded motherfucking Lux, man. For real. Fucking legend, my G.
Hours, man. Salute to Lux.
I could. I ain't gonna lie to you. I could. The Slick Hall I'm talking got, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I come from that era, so that right there, you know what I'm saying? You know?
We don't even want to ask the next question. We just want the dude to keep talking, though. Salute to Lux, man. Salute everybody calling up. This was just a classic, man. You guys already know how we do content, all that shit. You already know, man. So, PSA Radio, this is Timbo, my brother Dre. What's good, man?
It's your boy, Three-Letter Man, man. Shout out to everybody that listened to us, man. Shout out my bro, Timbo. Fuck with us on Sunday. It don't stop. Y'all already know when it comes to the sports. Week 9, we talking all that shit, NBA, all that shit. Battle rap too on Sunday. Look, we go hard with the sports and hip-hop and battle rap, slashing battle rap in there. So fuck with us Sunday night. Y'all already know, man. Timbo, take us home, my G.
Let's go, man. Salute. PSA Radio, we out. Blah.